If you're like me, you've always wanted diamond stud earrings, but the price and the fear of losing them has stopped you. Last Valentine's Day, this deal was so hot, it sold out midweek. Earrings for only $79. These earrings are made by Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. This offer is only good for this week, and shipping is guaranteed before Mother's Day. Go to diamondxl.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond. Shipping is free.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
President Biden is trying to label this Putin's price hike. But most Americans, according to an NBC News poll, are not buying that.
Blaming all of this on Putin and think, that's just not accurate. That's just not factual.
Whoosh. But make no mistake, the American people are smart. Joe Biden and House Democrats own this energy crisis.
We bought this dump.
You most certainly did.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
No parent ever should have to pull into McDonald's or a fast food chain to literally hook up to the internet in their car so their kid could do their homework over on the line.
This is like having your own research library at home.
Yes. So if you would be interested in owning the new Encyclopedia Britannica...
That, unlike for some of us, the thing of Encyclopedia Britannica is a thing of a long time ago.
You making some kind of joke.
And now the kids need to be online to help get their homework done.
Muley just doesn't get it.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's... Howie Carr.
Welcome to the show. The number, if you'd like to join us, as always, is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. The New York Police Department has made an arrest. It looks like it's on the Lower East Side of Brooklyn subway shooting suspect Frank James.
My fellow New Yorkers, we got it. We got him.
It looks like it was right around at the East Village Wines, which is on First Avenue. It's near Ukrainian Village or Ukraine Village. I was looking on the map, and ironically, because he's a big follower of the Ukraine war, he's talking about how there's going to be a race war in the U.S. after the white people finish killing each other. He's a lot of crazy stuff. So he is in custody. At the press conference, the NYPD announced that he's got 9 priors just in New York City alone, and it's amazing that they caught him, because he the descriptions that they were putting out in the mainstream media, MSNBC wouldn't even describe his race. They just said police are searching for a man in a green jacket with a bag. That really doesn't narrow it down all that much. I guess the green jacket does, maybe a little bit, but a man with a bag. If it was a man with a bag, they could have been looking for me this morning, because I had
a green jacket. It could have been the winner of the Masters tournament.
That's right. Well, he didn't say he had a bag of golf. Well, he wouldn't have, because his caddy would have the golf clubs. So, yeah, it was ridiculous. CNN described him. Police are looking for a black gentleman. Now, was it really necessary, John King, to call him a black gentleman after he shoots 10 people and, 29 people are injured? It was just total mayhem. And now it turns out that he was a raving maniac and a racist. They have social media of him attacking Jews, homosexuals, Hispanics, Asians, white people, and even a few black people, like Mayor Adams of New York, the new mayor. And now this is something that you were not going to be surprised to learn. This is from Newsweek magazine. The rest of the mainstream media has given this one a good leaving alone, because they're trying to prop up the fake Bureau of Investigation, as we've started to call it, the FBI. But according to Newsweek magazine, a federal law enforcement source told Newsweek that a suspect in the Brooklyn subway attack, that would be Frank James, no relation to Jesse James. Frank was the original Frank James was Jesse James' brother, but they haven't been around for a while. He was previously known to the FBI and was entered into the Guardian lead system in New Mexico, though he was cleared after multiple interviews in 2019. Again, this is
Jordan. This is your FBI.
Stop me if you've heard this one before. It was, here's the thing. So they cleared this guy, Frank James, at around the same time, just before they began the entrapment of the Michigan, quote unquote, militiamen, who were, some of whom were living in cars, and the FBI spent hundreds of thousands of dollars plying them with drugs and alcohol and paying for all of their needs to get them to take part in a quote-unquote plot, a conspiracy to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and so that they could arrest them right before the 2020 elections and blame everything on Donald Trump. So, and it turns out, though, the case fell apart because all the agents that were involved in it, several of them were fired for various crimes in one case, or violations of policy. It turned out they were paying one of the informants committed crimes during the investigation. Another one got paid $60,000 to entrap these poor semi-homeless guys. But this is what the FBI was doing. While this guy was turning out all this social media, talking about how much he hated everybody, basically, in the world. They didn't see anything wrong with that whatsoever, apparently. And, they weren't just framing the guys in Michigan, all of whom were either found not guilty or there were hung juries last week in Michigan. The FBI was also covering up the Hunter Biden laptop, which they got in 2019. They got the Hunter Biden laptop in 2019, the same year that they cleared this guy, Frank James. So they let him go, and they just sat on the Hunter Biden laptop, and they framed the guys in Michigan. This is what they've been up to. It's just ridiculous. I mean, I'm glad the guy is in custody, but it's just ridiculous what's been going on here, and I don't even know how much we want to get into his social media postings. They're obscene. They're nasty. Well, we'll just give you one example. This is a recent one about Ketanji Brown Jackson, and he's talking about her, but he likes the fact that she's going to get the post on the Supreme Court, but he's got a complaint about her too. So cut 18.
I had no idea with that African name that she would be married to a white man. One of my subscribers brought that to my attention. Yeah, our black sister Supreme Court Justice, power to the people, is married to a white man.
I don't believe this. Oh, God. Wait a minute. This is the right there. There he is, right? White man.
Black sister. Ketanji Taylor. Married to a white man.
The FBI, though, they said, you know what, we're going to concentrate on those guys in Michigan living in their car, going to go buy them some more weed. Maybe we'll spray the weed with dust, really get them stoned. And then, by the way, who's hiding Hunter Biden's laptop this weekend for us? We got to keep that one moving around because we don't want to disturb Dementia Joe, because he's our guy in the race, you know. We didn't succeed in framing Donald Trump, so we got to make sure that Donald Trump's gone.
Sorry to interrupt, Ty, but it's pretty crazy in that cut that he mentions he has subscribers. Who is subscribing to that YouTube channel?
It is pretty weird. It's really good too that he doesn't know that white guy that Ketanji is married to. I think isn't that guy Paul Ryan's brother-in-law? That would really push him over the top. this is just so crazy. And again, and for Hochul to come out and say that she's going to do something about this to get everything back to normal, what is she going to do? What can she do? She's gonna be running for re-election on the same ticket. She'd be running for governor and her candidate for lieutenant governor, unless they can really finagle the bagel in Albany and change the law, is going to be this guy who resigned yesterday as lieutenant governor, a former state senator, a defund the police guy. They didn't defund the police soon enough to avoid the arrest, Brian Benjamin getting arrested yesterday in Harlem. So she's going to be running with this guy who's facing serious federal time. Maybe he'll already have pleaded guilty by the time he's going to appear on the ballot with her. And she says, I'm going to crack down on crime. And her husband, by the way, is a lobbyist for Delaware North. Does that name ring a bell for the Bostonians? Delaware North, that's the garden, or used to be the garden. It's I don't think they still own the garden. Maybe they do. Maybe they just sold the name to TD North. They also used to own the Bruins. That's the Jacobs family out of Buffalo. So she's the governor, and her husband is working for one of the biggest, richest families as a lobbyist in Albany. It's nice, isn't it? It's a small world, but I wouldn't want to have to paint it. 844-500-4242. We're going to take a lot of calls here in the next segment, and we got a lot of other stuff to get to. Illegal aliens are being dropped off on Capitol Hill now. That's a good thing. I mean, it's not a good thing that they're in the country whatsoever, but if they're going to be anywhere in the country, Capitol Hill, not a bad place. It's 95% Democrat stronghold. You got to figure they're going to love them there. They're going to love them there. They don't mind giving them. There. The buses are coming in from Texas. It's a wonderful thing. Just drop them off. Celebrate diversity, all you Capitol Hill staffers with your squirrely goatees and your Birkenstocks and your Ivy League degrees. You'll love them. Nobody is ever happy to step out of the shower only to reach for a scratchy, thin, non-absorbent bath towel. Instead, dry off with a thick, thirsty, soft, and big enough to cover everywhere bath towel from MyPillow. I'm excited to tell you that Mike Lindell and our friends at MyPillow have created the best, most luxurious, and absorbent towels ever. So don't throw in the towel. Get this very special offer just for Howie fans. You can get a set of six towels for just $39.99 with the code Howie. They normally go for $109.99. Wow, $70 savings. Just call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use the code word Howie. Don't like them? Don't worry. You can always return them with MyPillow's 60-day money-back guarantee and 10-year warranty. These are towels that work. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com, code Howie. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and don't forget the code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie will be right back after a quick trip to the Redemption Center.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Howie Carr is back.
Make gas cheap again. That's our t-shirt that we sell at HowieCarrShow.com at the store. And a lot of states are trying to make gas a little bit cheaper again anyway by suspending the gas tax. Connecticut, I believe, has done it. New York is talking about doing it. Virginia, New Hampshire. The only state that's not talking about it or has voted it down is Massachusetts, because they said it would negatively impact the bond ratings of the state of Massachusetts and all the other states, because they repay the money they borrow that by selling bonds. The revenue stream is the gas tax in many cases. So this was cited when it was voted down in the Massachusetts legislature. We can't affect the bond ratings. Oh, bonds are protected in the Constitution. Oh, Oh, it would be, it would be an abdication of our fiduciary responsibility. Oh. Well, now Standard & Poor's, which sets bond ratings, it's the bond ratings agency, has said, don't worry about suspending the gas tax. It's a, it's not a, an issue. You can suspend the bond tax, and it's not a big deal. And they actually said that they're more concerned about this rush with under the Democrats to have electric vehicles, because the more electric vehicles you have, the less, assuming they could get them out and people would buy them, the less money you're going to be collecting from the gas tax. They said that's a bigger threat to bond repayments than suspending the gas tax for a few months. So today's poll question is brought to you by Solti. Solti is a soft gel capsule made with a super enriched extract from green tea, and it is decaffeinated as well. Solti has helped millions maintain lower cholesterol levels and a healthier heart. Pay attention to your good health. Go to solti.com. That's SOLTEA.com. Enter Howie at checkout to get $40 off with free shipping. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Well, the Massachusetts legislature changed their tune on suspending the gas tax.
No. Before their word was gospel. The bond rating agency's word was gospel. Now that the bond rating agency says, go ahead, cut the gas tax, they're going to say, what do they know?
91% say nope, they will not change course.
Exactly. No, there's no way they're going to change course. 844-500-4242. So this is great news. First Texas bus drops off migrants blocks from the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. A texter wants to know, are the Capitol Police going to wave the undocumented Democrats into the Capitol, just like they did with the insurrectionists January 6th? And by the way, these illegal aliens coming in on the bus, if you're on Newsmax, they're from the Del Rio sector. And there's a story in Breitbart today. In the past week alone, Del Rio sector Border Patrol agents have arrested five criminal aliens with previous convictions for sex crimes. Now, I wonder if they're bringing the sex criminals up to D.C. They would fit in well with many members of Congress, wouldn't they? And former members of Congress. And FBI agents, for that matter. A Mexican national attempted to hide in a group of 15 criminals who illegally crossed the border April 5th. The man was identified as Honorio Santa Maria Vasquez, and he has a 2009 conviction from a court in Indiana for sexual misconduct.
And I get compliments on the hyphen.
Sure you would, yeah.
With a minor. Keep that cut going. Earlier in the day, Carrizo Springs Station Border Patrol agents identified a Guatemalan national, Selvan Danilo Conocojo Bostock, as
and
a criminal.
I get compliments on the hyphen.
Sure you would, yeah.
As a criminal alien with a conviction in Washington State for forcible sex abuse in the third degree from 2018. On April 19th, the Mexican government extradited Brahilio Davila. He does not have a hyphenated last name, and turned them over to agents from the Del Rio sector foreign operations branch. Del Davila, a sex offender, has an active warrant out of Pecos County, Texas. So these are the people that are crossing over the border, and the Democrats think it's fine as long as they stay in the red areas. But now that they're sending them up to the bluest of the blue areas, like the District of Columbia, they're freaking out. And they've actually stopped dropping them off in these areas in Texas where they're being bussed out of, where the county administrators have asked the state of Texas to bust these criminals out before they can commit any more crimes in Texas. So they're shipping them up to D.C. And it's only fitting and proper, I think. Lisa, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lisa.
Hey, Howie, I am a wicked long-time listener. I'm not going to tell you how many years. So I was watching one of those news stations that I refused to mention, and they were actually videotaping one of those buses being unloaded in D.C. There's 23 people on the bus. 19 of them were young men. not men, okay? Yeah. Remember now, this is all about women and children.
Right, and family separation. Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Three of them were women and a couple of children.
Yeah. Were any of the MS-13 gangbangers from Maryland there to welcome them to their new surroundings? Or were some of the MS-13 gangbangers from Long Island and suburban Boston coming up to pick up a few of them, too, to replenish their stock of machete-wielding drug dealers?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Federal judge denies Hillary Clinton lawyer Michael Sussman's motion to dismiss the Durham case. Trial begins May 16th. He, of course, is charged with lying to the FBI about his work on behalf of the Clinton campaign to frame Donald Trump and destroy first his campaign, then his transition, and finally his presidency. And they always said, well, they can't prove anything. It's going to be his word against the crooked FBI agent. And then Durham said, oh, really? Here's a text message from Sussman saying he wasn't working for Hillary Clinton. He lied to the FBI. It would take a heart of stone not to laugh. I can't wait for the trial to begin. 844-500-4242. Time for Grace's News.
Howie, does that mean we can expect Michael Sussman to have a job at CNN sometime soon if he lied to the FBI?
I don't, you know,
is
I don't know.
Is he not CNN material?
You know, I don't know how the layoffs are going to go at CNN. Is CNN a union shop? Is it going to be last hired, first fired, and then the guys who are in the union have the right to come back as the new jobs open up, assuming the jobs ever open up again? But, you know, I like to issue a correction. Yesterday, I said that CNN had spent $100 million setting up this CNN Plus. Apparently, according to what I'm reading overnight and this morning, they spent up to $300 million.
And
they have fewer than 10,000 subscribers at a whopping $5.99 a month.
Yeah, they have yet to surpass 10,000 subscribers, according to reports. As far as daily viewers, I should say. They've yet to surpass 10,000 daily viewers.
We've got almost as many texters here at the Howie Carr Show.
Yeah, I mean.
And our email list is several times larger than the CNN Plus subscriber list.
Well, I thought John Hinderacher from Powerline put it really well. He said, fewer than 10,000 viewers a day. For perspective, that is a small fraction of what we get here on Powerline, and we have no costs other than $600 a month for web hosting. The red ink at CNN must be knee-deep.
And the thing is, you know, Grace, as you know, I'm on Newsmax streaming.
Yes.
And Chris Wallace is on CNN Plus streaming. He's making $8 million a year. Would you care to guess if I'm making more or less on my streaming for a TV news network than Chris Wallace is?
A total guess here. I'm going to say less.
Just a little.
Just a little. Yeah, I don't really get the reports that he's like freaking out. I mean, I understand that he probably wanted this to work out, but either way, you're getting paid.
Right.
This whole idea that he's throwing these tantrums, which is what I've been reading, is kind of strange to me. But beyond that, Howie, what I read yesterday was they suspected to have, I think, like 15 million subscribers in 4 years.
Yeah.
How do you miss that mark? I mean, you think you're going to have 15 million in 4 years? You can't even get 10,000 a day? That's a big hill to climb.
They couldn't even keep CNN Airport going.
Who was in charge of that prediction? The Dr. Death guy from Europe?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I mean, seriously, these are like the, what do they used to call those? Remember that they kept making, oh, the models.
Yeah.
Oh, who's
right.
making these CNN models? This is way off.
There's another story. I tweeted it out last night. It was in one of the Washington blogs. Apparently, this Chris Cuomo story at CNN gets worse. When right after they fired Matt Lauer in, I think, 2017 for you know, being the sexual predator that he was, Chris Cuomo was worried that he was going to be the next one outed. So he went to one of the women who'd accused him when he was working at ABC, And she was working for this company called WeWork, I think, which I think may have gone belly up itself since then. It's had some kind of problems. And they did a slobbering puff piece on the boss of WeWork, who had just hired the woman who'd accused Chris Cuomo of sexual harassment, just to shut her up.
Yeah, I remember reading that.
What an amazing story that is. I mean, talk about corrupt journalism. And remember he said, the rest of you don't even think about checking out any secret government documents, because that's only for journalists like ourselves who can be trusted.
Yeah.
And he's basically, I mean, talk about the ultimate pay to play. You know, you're trying to shut up an accuser by giving slobbering puff pieces to how bad is CNN? It's even worse than we thought.
Yeah. And it's also just, you know, when someone says something, Howie, about you and you can tell they were just talking about you because they start acting really nice when you come by and they're like, hi, how are you? And you can tell they were just talking crap. This is like that times 10. Oh, so this is going to make up for you mistreating people is just giving them some puff piece, which, by the way, how many people you think saw that puff piece on WeWork? It definitely didn't help matters. As you pointed out, they haven't had a great success.
Right. And Allison Camerata, who used to work for Fox, and I knew her when she was in Boston, you know, she talks about how terrible things were at Fox. And, you know, everybody was a horrible person and they were sexually harassing, et cetera, et cetera. Yet she sits there next to Chris Cuomo when he's doing this piece to cover up his alleged sexual harassment of one of his underlings at ABC News. And she says nothing.
Don't forget, she cried when he left. When he left New Day to do his own prime time, to get after it at CNN later in the day, she cried when he left. She was also very sad when Jeff Zucker left as well. It's been quite emotional over there at CNN lately. But yeah, we wish them the best.
What happened to Allison? She wasn't crazy when I knew her.
Grace's news is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. Get a synthetic oil change and tire rotation starting at just $49.95, any make or model. Get the details, schedule an appointment online, and find other service specials at toyotaofportsmouth.com. Inflation rises to 11.2% in producer index, highest on record. This is according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Producer prices increased a scorching 11.2% for the year ending in March.
And but guessing. You know, though, Grace, I'm not seeing the word unexpected anymore.
It's
even
weird.
Even this was a record-setting event. They've only been keeping these numbers for 10 years, and this was an all-time record. Yet it was, and it was higher than anything they had expected. But it was not unexpected.
It's weird. It's kind of like a fool me once, fool me twice, fool me three times, fool me four times. By the fifth time, you expect it. You know. And I guess, according to experts, I don't know if this is the 17 Nobel laureate economist that Joe Biden's talking to, but a lot of people think this is signaling that more inflationary pain is to come for households. And also, Howie, a lot of people are wondering
Grace, you missed one thing, though. There's a new excuse for them now.
We may have reached
peak inflation.
Oh, is this like the peak of the COVID wave?
Right.
Two more weeks to slow the spread of inflation.
We may only need three or four more years to flatten the curve on inflation, because we may reach peak inflation.
Some people think we're going to have a recession soon, Howie. What do you think about that?
Usually one follows the other. And again, they're saying, well, just because we have inflation doesn't mean there's going to be a recession. In my experience, that's the way it's always played out.
Yeah, and I would say to the Biden administration, don't sell yourself short. You know, you guys are pretty incredible slouches here. This is really something to behold. So I'm sure they could accomplish this if they want to. I hope
it
doesn't
happen. Let me put it this way to the listeners and viewers. Would you trust anyone in the Biden administration to run a one-car funeral for you?
No.
Absolutely not.
And you know what, Howie? I played this today on my show, but I did think it was worth remembering is, you know, Bill Maher at one point said a recession would be worth it if it got Trump out. I would disagree. I do not want a recession, no matter who's president.
Spoken like a guy who's got $50 million in the bank.
Exactly.
The economy is going pretty well. I feel like the bottom has to fall out at some point. And by the way, I'm hoping for it, because I think one way you get rid of Trump is a crashing economy. Yeah. So please bring on the recession.
Yeah, just remember that whenever you start to give too much credit to Bill Maher.
Democrats love the working man, don't they?
They really do. By the way, Howie, CDC to extend travel mask mandate. I'm sure you'll be talking about this later. For 2 more weeks to monitor the uptick in COVID-19
cases. To flatten the curve.
To slow the spread. This is Putin's uptick. We're just going to combine all of the talking points into one. Putin's uptick.
Putin's price strike.
Putin's price hike of COVID-19 cases. Put your mask on the airplanes.
By the way, I sent out a chart from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. I tweeted it out earlier today. And, he talks about how the prices have only been going up since Putin invaded Ukraine. And the statistics from the BLS, Bureau of Labor Statistics, belie that fact. In fact, the prices began spiraling upward on January 20th, 2021. I wonder what day that was, Grace.
I don't know. Was someone fist pounding Al Roker that day?
I remember somebody celebrating somewhere
without a mask.
Was that the day David Brooks was crying on TV? I kind of remember that day for some reason.
Yeah,
well, Howie, who did you say is going against his idea that it's Putin's price hike? What publication was it?
Well, everybody. Everybody's going against it. I mean, even CNN. I mean, even
Caitlin Collins. That's what I was going to mention. Yeah, she was going against it.
Cut
today.
Six. Cut six.
We should note the White House had kind of been bracing for this report, Dana. They had said that they believed these numbers were going to be extraordinarily elevated, and certainly they are very elevated today. And so that is really going to be a focus of the White House. And I would expect to hear the president say Putin's price hike once or twice during the speech, given that has been the way that they have been talking about this since this invasion started. Of course, gas prices had been going up before this.
And now we have, and now I want to have Jake Tapper. Jake Tapper, a member of the Clinton crime family, used to work for Chelsea Clinton's mother-in-law, whose husband went to prison for bank fraud, another Democrat worthy in Congress, and he still owes more than $10 million in restitution he hasn't made to the victims of his bank fraud. So, you know, again, Tapper is a made member of the Clinton crime family, and he's even washing his hands of the Biden incompetence and ruin. Cut nine.
We were covering inflation long before Putin invaded Ukraine. Inflation in the United States in the last year is preceded this attack. And some people hear the president and the White House blaming all of this on Putin and think that's just not accurate. That's just not factual.
they must be drinking sodium pentothal there, right? Truth serum.
Howie, that's just not accurate. That's just not factual. You know what that was called when Trump was president?
Disinformation?
A lie! More
misinformation.
Lies. Now it's just, that's just not truthful. All right, that's
Thank
it for
you,
me,
Grace.
Howie.
As Marilyn Monroe once said, diamonds are a girl's best friend. Every girl dreams of having a stunning pair of diamond earrings, but the price and the fear of losing them stop many people from buying them. Last Valentine's Day, this deal was so hot it sold out midweek. Don't hesitate. You can get a 1-carat stunning diamond alternative pair of earrings for just $79. Yes, that's right. Each is 1 carat, making it a total of 2 for only $79. The quality is amazing. A regular diamond has 58 facets, but the Diamond XL earrings have 106. This gives you more sparkle, more brilliance, and more beauty than a genuine diamond. Grace has a pair, and she can't get over how real they look.
I love these earrings, Howie. I love to wear them if I'm going somewhere kind of fancy, or I just put them with a regular outfit, and they make it look so much classier and so much more glamorous. But my favorite part is that I can wear them without fear of losing them, because if you've ever bought real diamond earrings, it's kind of, they're not as fun to wear. You're just always checking your ears, concerned you dropped one. And with these, they look very, very real. I really love them. And I've gotten such good responses from men who bought these over Valentine's Day for their wives, and they said it was a huge hit. So I encourage everyone to get on this now.
These earrings are made by Eden Pure's sister company, Linden World Fine Jewelers. They've been in business for 54 years and have more than 8 million satisfied customers. You have a choice between silver or gold vermeil. They come in a beautiful black velvet gift box. Don't forget, Mom, you will be the favorite this Mother's Day. This offer is only good for this week, and shipping is guaranteed before Mother's Day. Go to diamondxl.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond. Shipping is free. That's diamondxl.com, code word Howie Diamond. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
Forget the myths that the media has created about the White House. The truth is, these are not very bright guys.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
Okay, you know how it works. You go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on store, and we have a great deal, and this is one of our most popular deals. It's with the 110 Grill. Modern American cuisine in a trendy, casual atmosphere with over 35 locations in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Connecticut, and New York State. You're sure to find a 110 Grill not too far from you. And while supplies last, and again, they're not going to last long, you can purchase a $50 gift card valid at any 110 Grill or Aviva Trattoria location for just $25. And again, they're good for the Aviva Trattoria. There are five of them in addition to the 35-plus 110 Grills. So go to HowieCarrShow.com, click on store to get yours right now, and it's good. They're going to go fast. Joining us now to talk about the 110 Grill is the Chief Operating Officer, Ryan Dion. Ryan, you got special brunches coming up on Easter Sunday, which is this coming Sunday, and on Mother's Day, which is May 8th. Is that correct?
We sure do, Howie. One of my couple of my favorite meals of the year. Our brunch features are phenomenal, and I can tell you I'm personally going to try the steak and egg Benedict.
Yeah, chicken and waffles looks pretty good too. The 110 frittata,
yeah.
And the steak and egg Benedict. It's available from 10 to 3 on Easter Sunday, which is again Sunday. In addition to the full menu, it's a great deal. And I love your loyalty program too. And I think a lot of the people that have bought the gift cards over the months here at the Howie Carr Show store have gotten into the loyalty program. How does that work?
Yeah, absolutely, Howie. You can accumulate points for whenever you purchase any food and non-alcoholic beverages. 1 point equals $1. When you get to 110 points or $110, you can redeem for a $10 off reward. And you can bank those rewards and use them for whenever you choose.
Well, that's a good deal. So you just you get a free meal there. It's really good. Now, what is the 110 for people who still aren't familiar with the 110 Grill? What kind of place is it? It's a traditional American comfort food.
Yeah, it's
is that a good way to describe
casual.
It?
Yeah, absolutely. It's upscale casual American cuisine, like you said. You know, we have five different seating areas, which really can accommodate any experience you want to have, from our large U-shaped bar to our high-top tables in front of the kitchen. We have low-top seating in the dining room, high-top seating in the lounge, a private dining room that can accommodate groups up to 50. And, of course, as the weather is quickly turning nice with my windows open here, we have our outdoor patios with fire pits and our tiki torches surrounding them.
It's a great place, and you also have a commitment to dealing with your patrons' allergies as well, correct?
We sure do, yes. 100% of our menu can be made or modified gluten-free, which is a great part of our business. And we're excited as we recently became a proud sponsor of Boston Children's Hospital and their celiac allergy division.
That's great. So, again, this is one of our most popular features as a cheap bastard deal. Go to HowieCarrShow.com, click on store. and get your $50 gift certificate for $25 to the 110 Grill, and it's also good for going to using at the Aviva Trattoria, which is their sister restaurant chain. And it's coming up for Easter Sunday. If you're looking for a place to take mom for or the family for Easter Sunday or for Mother's Day, they got the special brunch. Ryan Dion, thanks for being with us, and thanks for being such a good sponsor of the Howie Carr Show. I'm Howie Carr.